Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, and joining me tonight is...
Caitlin Ryther!
And? Lincoln. Okay.
Yeah, just Lincoln.
Just Lincoln. And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 10, Step Mania, Osu, and Frets on Fire. Yeah, so this is the part where we start talking to all the people listening at home, which is basically just one of my friends from back home, and, like, Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
I'll listen to it.
Cool.
Say hi to me.
You can, yeah.
Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, Lincoln.
Hi. That's me. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi to yourself in the future.
This is going to be weird.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, these are two new faces to the podcast, so,
Voices, actually, because they can't see us.
No, they'll be faces.
Putting faces.
I have a brand new technological way of podcasting across the internet that expresses not only audio but faces.
Oh, really?
Not images, just faces.
Okay.
So, yeah, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Caitlin, how about you?
Okay, I'm Caitlin. I am actually more of a DDR addict, but I suffered a horrible accident and used Step Mania to keep my sanity.
And you're also going to college here?
Yeah, I'm going to college here.
Okay. Lincoln?
Right. I'm Lincoln. I played DDR, right? And then one day my friend came up to me and said, "Hey, look, DDR on a keyboard." And I said, "Sweet." And I started playing Step Mania.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so if you haven't guessed by those introductions, tonight we're talking... Oh, also end of part in the beginning where I said what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start by talking about Step Mania tonight. So basically, Step Mania is a DDR clone for PC. Which,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's really not much else to say about that. If you've ever played DDR, you will know how to play Step Mania. Except there's a couple of other things about it. Like, for one thing, it's on a computer, so normally you would use a keyboard with a computer. So, guys? Well, actually, yeah, they're giving me thumbs up. Well, because one thing that, like, I actually play DDR back home, which... those of you who I used to live with will know by listening to this. And we always played actual DDR on the PlayStation, right? You guys ever seen Flash Revolution?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that one, like, I actually got into that because I was really bored during most of my days at school. And that was with the arrow keys. And then when I got here and I met Lincoln, because he's my roommate, for this year and next year and possibly the rest of the time we're here. Yes, actually, that's awesome. You don't use the arrow keys when you're playing Step Mania.
No, I don't.
What do you use?
I use AX and some symbols on my right hand.
I think
comma and semicolon.
Yeah. Right, so that way I have one button for each of my one button for four of my fingers.
And what behooved you to do that?
Well, again,
that's not how you use that word.
You're right. I don't use that word correctly.
No.
Same friend was like, "Hey, try doing it this way. You can play it faster." And I was like, "Sweet." And then I started doing it that way.
And it just works better?
It does.
And now you're insane at it?
I wouldn't say insane. But
he's
I would
better
say
than us.
Crazy, maybe.
That's true. There is a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like when you play, like I don't even see the arrows, and you're just hitting them.
Well, you just recognize the patterns.
Mm.
And that's
yeah,
how
and
I play, basically.
You also multiply it out extremely wide, so they're zooming
True.
Up the screen.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When I used to play home, I never changed any of the options, but you said, "Hey, you should try stretching it out," and since then I've played always on 2x multiplier.
Which is awesome. You can see everything.
Yeah,
I have to admit, it does help with some of the on the faster songs when you have a lot of like the arrows that are really close together. It's a lot easier to see them.
Yeah. Well, not even if the song is faster. Like, if the song has like a high BPM, then you
yeah.
usually want to like slow it down, so
that's
that way
right.
the arrows
but
are
I mean, like,
when
it's got, like, lots of arrows.
Yeah,
like
16 notes and
other,
12
yes.
notes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay, and, that's most of what I have.
Mm.
Wait, what else is special about Step Mania aside from regular DDR?
You can personally modify everything.
There you go.
That's the best part.
That
have
is.
Your own songs.
Yeah, you can make songs. You can change how everything looks and what, like, every button does.
Yep. And they even, like, it's, if you don't want to make the songs, other people have already made
right.
all the songs.
Online, there are websites devoted to downloading songs for Sitmania.
Yeah, like if you have a certain song from DDR that you like, you can go get every song from that version of DDR and all the other versions. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a version of DDR that, whose songs you don't have?
In the Groove?
In the Groove's not DDR, it's In the Groove.
Well, it's sort of the same thing.
I know. Wait, In the Groove is the one with the five buttons, right?
No, that's Pump It Up, and it's oh. got...
What's the Korean version,
four,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Six buttons.
No way. One, two,
no.
three, four, five.
I thought it was four.
Yeah, the four corners in the middle.
I thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Solo DDR.
No, what's crazy? There's a machine in a bowling alley by where I live back home.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary, because you look at the machine, and it looks like a normal DDR machine, or a Pump It Up machine. You can't tell, because every square in the nine grid is a button. And it's very scary, because when you pick a song, you pick which song, the difficulty, and then whether you want it to be four buttons or five buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really scary. And four
That's
buttons is way easier.
Well, yeah.
Can you play with nine buttons?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't think so. It's just sad. But no, even in Stepmania, they have the thing where you can switch it. Like, sometimes if you go solo mode, it does...
That's true, yeah. You do solo mode, you can do...
And it gives you the diagonals.
Right.
Or two diagonals.
Double mode is actually a lot easier on the keyboard, because you can put one button for every finger.
And then you just do both hands?
Yeah, and then you just do both hands for the eight arrows.
No, I really want to get back to doing doubles on feet, because that's so fun.
My sister's getting good at that.
My friend was so good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was intimidating.
I bet he's still intimidating. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one in that video, is he? That
he
doesn't
might be.
Help. It that
he might
vi-
be the one in that video.
Well, the one where he's the only one in the video, but it lists, like, him, you, and somebody else.
Know what you're talking about.
It's on Facebook somewhere, and he's just, like, saying stuff very, like...
Oh, no, that's my other friend. That's Keita.
Oh, okay.
He sucks.
Okay.
At DDR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of the cool parts about Stepmania, is that if you get a DDR pad, specifically like an Xbox one, usually those have... Yeah, funny story about Xbox controllers, they're USB devices. The wiring is exactly the same, so it's extremely easy to take one of the Xbox breakaway cables and rewire it to a USB head. I've done it 3 times now.
And then it plugs into your computer.
Yeah, and then if you plug in the DDR pad to your computer, it works.
Yep.
Like,
you just
and
put
then
your laptop down somewhere and do DDR.
You have a DDR machine.
Yeah.
With better songs.
Right.
Well, because it's any song you want.
Yeah.
We still haven't found an Okusen Man one, have we?
I'm making one. Actually,
I know you're
right
making
now.
One, but yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been making that?
Well, I started and then other stuff happened and I haven't done Stepmania in a long time.
Same
actually.
Thing happens to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Distracted by KOTOR.
I was playing Stepmania the other night. I think it was because I realized I wanted to do this podcast like yesterday. But yeah, what else about it? Okay, we were talking about customization.
Mm-hmm.
You can customize the songs for one thing, which is a really big and important. You can customize the arrows.
Yes, you can customize pretty much everything. Like, you can customize like the characters if you want to have the characters you're dancing in the background.
You still have the characters.
Distracting.
Well, I like the characters. But that's only because when I would play on the PlayStation, I would always, like, imitate the, like, arm waggle at the beginning. And it would actually help me get into, like, groove, and now I would ignore it for the rest of the song.
That's true. They since they do move to the beat, I would suppose.
Well, that's
help.
The thing. But it's funny when you're on, like, Sugaru, and they go, like,
yeah.
Like, that's impossible, but okay.
Max 300.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I like the characters. You can get all of the ones. You could even make your own if you're fancy and you have, like, 3D modeling abilities, which none of us have.
Right. I found a Yoshi once.
Really?
I used that for a while.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, awesome.
Yeah. Kay. You can change, like, the overall skin of, like, everything.
Yeah, like, you can change the menu. Like, the one...
Wayne, back in high school, had this awesome one when I went back to visit, and I really want to get it because it looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, the one that you had, like, at the beginning of last semester... That one was cool, where it was, like, 3D, and it, like, wrapped around, and it was on the side of the thing.
That's the In the Groove 2 theme.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But, like, you can completely change the way that it looks and works and stuff. Like, yeah. But, and also, damn it, I was about to say something that was cool about customization.
Customization is cool.
That's true. Ah, damn it. What was it? Well, you still have all the options, like changing the way the arrows appear, the dizzy. You still have, like, the magic dance, quote-unquote,
mode. Magic dance mode, yes.
Which, that's just kind of cute.
It's battle mode.
No, it's not battle mode, though. Battle mode on Konamics was my favorite because it was one arrow and then it would split left and right and it would actually give you different ones. And I actually love that. Nobody else liked that.
I love that mode.
High five.
Yeah.
I hope that came out on the audio. But, wait, 3D modeling. Oh, lyrics.
Yes.
I like that. That's not, do you see
what, that has lyrics?
I've seen those before, but I don't know.
Very few songs.
Yeah, Dublin Delight has it though, which is good because I couldn't figure out some of the lyrics of it. But it's a great song because it's Irish.
Well, yeah, because you can, when you make a song, you put the MP3 file in, and then you can make a background for it, or you can make it a movie.
Yeah.
So you could put pretty much anything you want.
Yeah.
In there.
So then, if you have like Photoshop or something, you're set.
Yeah. One thing I did like was I definitely stole Lincoln's technique of using one button for each finger.
Yeah.
Which, mainly because the arrow keys on this keyboard are ridiculously tiny.
Yeah, and also, like, I pried there's a next page button and a last page button on, like, on our laptops, because the school gives us all laptops. Mm-hmm. They have these extra buttons right near the arrow keys, and I kept hitting them by accident, so I just pried them off mine. And it actually helps for a lot of games that use the arrow keys.
Yeah, but they were really small, and it is a lot easier to think about it for me because the arrows are set up in a straight line across the screen, and then it on the keyboard you have
pretty much straight across the screen.
Right.
Well, except the way we do it is more natural because your middle finger is longer than your index finger.
Mm-hmm.
But like you could just put them four across, like that's what we do for doubles.
Yeah,
like it goes QWER and then UIOP.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes sense. But the problem is for me, since I've now played this probably more cumulatively than I've played DDR on feet. So like now when I try to go back to feet, I'm actually thinking like, wait, DDR on a cross chain. Shit.
Also, you think you're that much better.
Yeah.
Then you started and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do find that after playing Step Mania a lot, you realize that you're able to read things a lot easier because naturally people have a lot more hand eye coordination than eye foot coordination.
Yeah.
So you go back and you're like, wow, I can actually read these.
Yeah, even though you still can't do it. Like, I don't know. I'm on hand, I'm now comfortable around like between 7 and 9 somewhere,
mm-hmm.
by which I mean 8.
Yeah.
But on foot, I think I'd have to restart around a 5. Mm-hmm. I used to be around a 6 or 7, I think, but then I stopped playing Hacky Sack and playing DDR, and I started being a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to practice more if I'm going to get good.
Yeah. Which
I've been playing Hacky Sack more. But nobody else around here does it.
Yeah. But Step Mania, I've definitely improved. Mm. Like, I can do a lot harder songs than I can on feet.
Well, that's also because
I could do
your
on
foot's
feet.
Broken.
Yeah.
How many screws?
For those of you who don't know, I fell off the wall behind Bar H in the beginning of the...
Fell.
Yes, I fell off the wall.
Quote, unquote.
Shut up. I fell off the wall behind Bar H, and I ended up fracturing both my feet.
And John still hasn't paid you.
He... I'm gonna hit you. Okay.
I know.
But yeah, so being a DDR addict, that was like death for me. And so I started doing Step Mania to keep myself sane because without the arrows I just could not live.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I can walk again. I can sort of do DDR. Although it's really frustrating because I can't do it as well as I used to.
But you're still better than me, so be quiet. But yeah, what else we got?
Yeah.
Anything?
We have microphones.
We do have microphones. Yeah. We have a computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what else do we have to say about Step Mania? Favorite songs?
Oof, that's a hard one.
On the Jazz by Johnny Dynamite.
I hate that song.
I
like it.
When we got here and I was like I saw Lincoln and I realized that Step Mania was a thing that existed, I downloaded it. And I only downloaded On the Jazz. So for about 3 days, I was only playing that song. And now I can pretty much do that song with my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite song ever, like from when I was doing DDR, is definitely Ecstasy. Mm. But for Step Mania purposes, I definitely like One Winged Angel. But there are so many versions. Okay, that's the one thing about Step Mania, though, is there's so many versions of the popular songs because different people make steps for it. You really got to find the one that you like.
You want to know what the thing is, though? one of the classics that we used to play was Healing Vision.
Yes.
But I can't find the version we played. I don't think we have the Konamix pack, which Konamix is like the only version that I really like.
I thought
like.
You did have that.
Don't know.
I don't know. Well, Nick and I both got our songs from Lincoln.
No, because you gave her more than you gave me, but then something happened to yours and you took mine, I think.
I think so.
I don't know. It's a confused and sordid state of affairs.
I don't know. All I know is... I have all the songs for the... Because I have Lincoln's version, and then I have the other version that I play. Because I play 3.9.
But there are some songs missing from the DDR packs.
Yeah.
Which is
sad.
Yeah.
I'll just have to find the Konamix ones. But also on the note of old songs that I have to play is Drop the Bomb, Scotty D. That is a classic. Mm-hmm. High five to anyone who loves that song also.
Yeah. It's okay.
What?
That was Lincoln clapping.
That was a high five.
That was totally a high five. That was the high five of the ages.
Okay.
Anyway. Other favorite songs?
Well, I'd have to say my favorite is... forgot the name.
No. Oh, no. Is it Rhythm and Police?
Oh. Exotic Ethnic.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one.
Just because of the crossovers. When I was finally able to do them, and it's like, sweet, I can do them. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's something that I still don't quite understand. Like, there's techniques to the way. Before I got here, I never really heard the terms gallop, crossover, runs.
Yeah, there's technical names for certain moves when you're doing it on feet.
But, like, that's just the thing. Like, I just thought that it wasn't, like, there weren't ways to do it. I just thought, like, certain patterns were harder than other ones because I do the same thing, which is stomp, 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 stomp.
Certain patterns of arrows do have, like, ways to do them that are much easier than others.
Yeah.
Spins.
Yeah, like spins and runs.
Yeah. I never heard of runs.
Runs are the ones where you do, where it's like left down, right down, left down, right down. So you keep the one foot on the down and you just run back.
Okay,
and
I just call those crossovers.
Yeah, that's what that's...
Yeah. No, I mean, when you just keep doing that in a row, it's a run. And then you can do the crossovers when it's like you switch from down to up.
I see.
Which I love doing.
That's a cross.
By the way. Yes.
Exotic Ethnic's full of those.
You want to know what I love? I love doubles left and right, doubles up, doubles left and right, doubles up, doubles up. And
you
just keep doing circles.
You can go in circles, yeah.
I know. Except I think that whichever song I know that has that at the end, I think it does it 3 times.
Yeah.
So that way, by the time the song ends, you don't end facing the screen, so you don't know what's going on. And it's really annoying.
I think it's V that I always end up facing, like, away from the screen, just because I do that.
Hey, now that it's getting warm out, we should play outside.
That would be interesting.
Because our laptops have batteries.
That's true.
Duh.
Yeah.
What about glare?
You can get those glare reducers.
Do it at night.
We could do it at night. No, that's actually one of my best memories. Was we were playing in my living room, and it was me and Ryan, and it was thundering and lightning out.
Oh wow!
And we were playing Drop the Bomb, and it was like every time we hit a step, thunder would crash outside, so it was like we were dancing rain gods. And then when we were done, we were like, god damn, why are we inside? It's really sweaty here. So we just sort of walked out and stood in the rain with our heads up like this for like 5 minutes. And then went back inside and played more. And that's like my best memory of DDR.
Oh, I know another song that I love.
Which one?
IU Trance 2.
Oh god.
The first time I did that song, I had been playing DDR for a while, or Setmania for a while, and people were like, hey, we should go eat dinner. So I was like, okay, let me do one more song. And so I go, okay, well, this one sounds cool, because I like the trancey ambient stuff.
But you didn't notice one thing about it.
Yeah, so I started playing.
And then you kept playing.
There was a break. I was like, okay, it's done. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
And then you kept playing.
And that happened about 17 times. And when I was done, I looked at the clock, and it turns out that song was 36 minutes long.
Yeah. You've only completed it twice, haven't you?
Three times? Yeah.
Because I remember the one time you first played it, and then the one time I drank once.
Yes, that was... the first time I did it, was on medium, actually, because it was in the beginning when I was playing. I couldn't really read the steps in the heavy. And then I did it in heavy at Drinkwine's house.
Okay.
And that killed my wrists.
Yeah, well, because you were playing standing up.
Yeah, so my knees were hurting, and my ankles were hurting, and my wrists were hurting, and my fingers were hurting.
And on a keyboard that... Okay. You ever notice that, like, the difference between a laptop and a desktop is that you have to push the keys farther?
Yes, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Like, when I choose my my keyboards at home, I don't go by, like, which ones, like, have the nicest curve or anything.
Yeah.
I use this crappy blue translucent keyboard because you don't have to push the keys far on it.
Yeah. I've had that problem when I switch back to, like, when I go, like, home to visit and stuff and use that computer. The buttons are, like, ridiculously fat.
I know. Also, sometimes, like, when the buttons are, like, deep and you have to push it far, if you, like, come at it at an angle, it doesn't go down.
Right.
Like, you push it kind of sideways and it gets stuck on it. That's just annoying.
Which these are designed to, if you hit them like that, they'll go down.
Well, I mean, look at how they're built since my keys were missing. Like, that's the thing. Laptops are really good.
They're, like, slanted on the bottom.
I always love typing on laptops more. Yeah. Like, when I used to blog, I always did it on my laptop, not on my desktop. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked again.
Well, no. That's, like, another good thing. It's a good game to put, like, on your laptop so you can just play anywhere.
Yeah, because, I mean, most songs are, like, what, a minute and a half about? Yeah. So you can just, like, so you can just, like, start it, play it, you're done. Mm-hmm. What do you got next?
Yeah.
Not
too slow.
I wanted to say something else. Do you guys know what it was?
I don't know what it was.
It was... No, wait, that wasn't it. That wasn't even me.
One thing I do like about Stepmania is that for the people who get frustrated easily when they're trying to play DDR and they just, like, can't get it, for a lot of people it's a lot easier to do Stepmania. And it's good, like, training for your good eyes practice. And getting used to... Yeah, it's good to get used to, like, the rhythms and stuff like that.
I can't remember what I want to say. If I think of it later, I'll just break in and come back.
Okay.
But, so yeah, any final thoughts on Stepmania? Like, why should you play this?
Same reasons you should play DDR. I mean, it's really good for reflexes. And
But like, why should you play this instead of DDR?
No, instead of DDR? Well, for one thing, it's free.
There you go! Okay. So
you can slap your favorite songs into it.
Yeah.
It actually is better than DDR in a lot of ways, especially if you do have a pad that you can plug into the computer.
Yeah. Because
then you have DDR.
Then you
too.
Have DDR pretty much. Because it's really annoying when you have like songs on two different discs, like of DDR that you like. Here, they're both in the same thing, so you don't have to like switch out.
Yeah. That was the table.
Yeah, my hand hurts. Anyway, online.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Stepmania 4. It's actually a beta, I think. No, CVS.
Yeah, they call Stepmania CVS.
Right.
I'm not sure why.
It does have online, and it works pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, you can play against your friends online.
I haven't actually gotten it to work yet, but how do they do the online? Is it like you get one player screen, and then you compare your scores afterwards? Or does it actually show like your and your opponent on the same screen?
Well, your arrows are on the left side of the screen, and your score and the people you're playing against score are on the right side of the screen. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then that's just a neat little thing that they're trying to implement. It's not, like, fully done yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, but it's kind of annoying, because I was using, what was it, 3.9 for a while?
Yeah.
And then you gave me, or showed me CVS. And first of all, the version that you gave me didn't work.
It blew up, yes.
All the graphics were weird. Broken. I don't know why. So then I downloaded it for myself, and I just stuck the songs in it. And then I tried to dump all of the graphics from 3.9 into it. And, like, half of those are broken, too.
Yeah, they're not the same at all.
Which is just a sad.
Really different.
But that just means... I bet if you go in, you can, like, manually change everything.
I did do that.
You did?
Yeah, some of the graphics were just annoying, so I replaced them with transparent things.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing I want to explore more is some of the customability stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing I ever do with games usually is I I'll play it for a bit, I'll play it for a bit. If I can't find anybody who wants to play it with me, I just start changing graphics. Because I don't have a 3D modeling program. I need one.
Mm. But it's pretty easy to change the graphics. You just open up the folder and look for something you want.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of the things have like instructions for if you do want to change stuff, it tells you how to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's really neat. Mm-hmm. Okay, and...
Making your own steps for songs is...
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It kind of. I would love to, but, like, I can't think in music. Like, I was actually started to try and do one for Devotion and Desire.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I thought at the very beginning where it goes like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, that's four beats. You just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
But, like, when I tried to go play that in the song, it didn't work right. I don't know why. I just don't have the mind for
timing
it.
Timing off or something. So
no, because I made the beats right on because I used a beat finding program,
mm-hmm.
that one that I sent you where you just throw a folder into it and it tells you. I used that, so I know it lined up right, but it just didn't feel right.
I mean,
right.
Like, you probably put the arrows.
Offset.
Yeah.
No, it was right. Because that's the thing. When you time out the beats, it times out the beats. Like, that's the way these games are designed, that they have a certain beat.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying you probably put the arrows on the wrong beat.
No, I put them on the right beat because I can hear it.
Okay.
It's okay. So yeah, Stepmania. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a keyboard, and that's cool because you can actually do more complex stuff since you have more dexterity in your fingers and in your lower body. But if you plug in a pad, you have DDR.
Mm-hmm.
It's very customizable as far as graphics goes. You can get all the songs you want, including ones that aren't on DDR. And did I mention it's free?
No, you didn't.
It's free. Okay.
What is it again?
Stepmania.
And how much does it cost?
It's free.
Sweet.
Yep.
Go get it.
Yep. I'll put links in the show page, which... Yeah.
It's just stepmania.com, isn't it?
I guess, but
it's one
people
of
are lazy. If
Google it.
You could Google it. Googling is good. Google anything. One time, I was taking like a course in digital art, and I wasn't part of this exchange personally, but I heard it from across the room. Somebody went over and asked the TA something, and the TA's professional response was, "Google it, motherfucker!"
Wow.
And that man was wiser than I. Also, he was the one who installed Unreal Tournament 3 and made our productivity go in the basket of waste. Trash.
Uh-huh.
The thing.
Yeah.
Well, until I downloaded and started playing, and then they were all like, I want to play against him anymore. So, yeah, that's Stepmania. To Osu, which you've been playing Elite Beat Agents all day.
Right.
Well, you've been playing
for a while.
I got the hang of it.
You got Oendan, which generally translates as cheerleading squad, but like a manly cheerleading squad. Like, you know, don't believe in you, believe in the me who believes in you, and stuff like that.
Exactly. That's
totally relevant.
It is totally relevant.
Okay.
That's
I
like
can make a connection.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Like when Anders was my Oendan at the Tetris tournament, and he said that, and I lost anyway. Thanks a lot, Anders. Hi, Anders. Anyway, but yeah, it's another rhythm game.
Mm-hmm. Stop hitting the table.
But I like it. It makes the point come across obfuscated because you can't hear me over the banging.
Noise and my voice.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's Elite Beat Agents for the computer.
Yes.
Which, again, for a lot of people would make it easier for them to do, especially if you have a tablet.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Unless
you
have
a tablet,
I think it would actually be harder. Because on the DS, you just tap directly. And, you know,
right.
When you're actually, like, that's why sometimes even I think I actually like drawing with pencil and paper more than I like drawing on. But that's only for line art. But that's just me because I feel I can be more accurate when you're actually touching to the thing that you're affecting.
Yeah.
Whereas with a tablet, you touch here and it goes here. And sometimes it's a bit off because, like, widescreen but square tablet.
Yeah.
But that's just a bit odd.
There are touchscreen computers.
There are.
Yeah.
This would be awesome on this. Because, as we said, if you played Elite Beat Agents, general idea is you pick a song, and circles come up on the screen. And a line around the circle shrinks down, and when the outer circle shrinks to the size of the circle with the number on it, you tap it.
Yep.
And depending on your timing, you get points.
With the music, yeah.
And then more of these come up, and you got to hit them in sequence. And some of them you got to hold down and follow them across the path.
Mm-hmm.
And some are laid on top of each other, so you got to tap the same spot a couple of times.
Yeah.
And you do this, and there's a power bar. If you mess up too much, the power bar goes to zero, and you die. But yeah, that's generally the idea. It was a DS game. And try this again. it was a DS game, mm-hmm. and this is a computer version, which is very similar to Stepmania, mm-hmm. in the idea that you can make your own courses for your own songs. It's skinnable, which means you can change the graphics on it, mm-hmm. And it's free. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have anything to say about it?
It's free.
It is free.
I don't know.
Well, you, Caitlin, don't like the game in general.
I don't really like that game very much.
See, the thing is about it, at least the DS version, I don't think the game is that great all in itself. I mean, it's definitely a good game, like a good concept, kind of. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there are the rhythm games, which are great. Even though most rhythm games are basically the same. Like, hit,
the same concept. Things in time with the music. You're just doing
hit
things.
The certain sequence of buttons in time with the music. But I think the real key to the DS's success is just the graphics of it. Because it's ridiculous. Lincoln, can you give us some examples?
Not really.
But there was a guy who was like, motorcycle, 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 I'm getting bigger. And then he punched a mouse in the face.
Giant blue mouse.
A giant blue mouse attacking the Japanese town.
Yeah. And then he pulls out a pop quiz and he's like, what the fuck, I don't have a pencil.
Yeah.
Then he just goes whack.
Well, yeah.
Each song has like its own little random short story thing, comic format above it.
Yeah, because what it is like, you play Owenden, you're like the cheerleading squad, and the reason it's a rhythm game, which means it's very much to do with music, but like each song's supposed to be like, you know, the support song that you're singing for certain characters, and it's like you have to go around helping people out by supporting them with song and dance.
Yeah.
But there's some of the most ridiculous
stories.
Yeah. And the American and Japanese releases have different stories, different setups.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the Japanese one better.
For the songs.
Well, yeah, the Japanese one had better songs. But I just also didn't like some of the scenarios of the English one. They just
seemed English.
Weird. Maybe. They also had YMCA on the English one. And I was like, Also, I had a bad experience with that. There was a kid in my high school. We had gym together. Hmm. And we never actually participated in gym. We would sit on the side. And he had elite beat agents.
Yeah.
He could, like, 100% expert level songs.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, he would be like, hey, Nick and Brian, people I barely know, you want to play Elite Beat Agents? And I was like, no, you destroy me. It's not fun. And so that's why I had a bad experience with it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like Osu, just because it doesn't remind me of this kid. And I have Okusen Man for it.
Yeah.
And whatever that song is, that was the theme song from Megas XLR. Chicks Dig Giant Robots.
I think Nick likes that song / show.
Everyone digs giant robots, including chicks. I am not a chick, but I as well dig giant robots. Slam my fist. Yeah, so we don't really have much to say about it, but again, if you like Elite Beat Agents and you want to play it, get Osu, because you can get the songs you want. I'm sure they have the songs from Elite Beat Agents and Owenden on there.
Yeah.
I think there was a second Owenden. I don't think there's a second Elite Beat Agents yet.
Right.
No, it's coming.
Yeah, so you can get all those songs if you like it. You can get whatever songs you want. Okusen Man, Linkin Park, Okusen Man.
And some people might find it easier to use a mouse on a bigger screen than on the tiny DS.
That's the other thing. It's a lot bigger area, which actually could be harder.
Could be a bad thing, because you have to
move the pen farther.
But like it's easier for people to see.
Yeah, that's true. And if you have a drawing tablet, like a Wacom tablet, that actually helps immensely, because then it feels
it's
like
the
DS. You're just not tapping on the screen, which if you have a tablet PC, there you go.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this might run on like slightly lower end computers, but I don't know about that. Don't trust me when I say that. wait, what do you care what I say? This is free content. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, damn
it'll
it.
Run on anything, I swear.
It'll run on a tin can nailed to an orange peel. You have my guarantee. Warning, guarantee not void anywhere.
Not void?
Maybe.
Wait, crap. Crap. Someone fix what I said. Damn you.
I'm just going to leave you.
I heard someone say that about StarCraft once, is that the reason it works so well is because you could run it on a tin can and an orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so low low system spec necessary needing.
Yeah.
I'm being redundant.
Kind of.
And
sure.
Redundant. Anyway, so that's Osu.
Mm-hmm.
And
for anyone who likes rhythm games, it's another addition to
it. It's another rhythm game. It's kind of fun. I like it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I forgot I had it. I haven't played it in a while. I play Submania more, but it's still fun when I want to be weird. And people are like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, Osu!
And then they back away slowly.
Yeah.
And run away.
Or watch.
Some people watch, I think.
The weird ones watch.
Yeah. I kind of like it when people watch me, because one time I scare people with Tetris Attack. I made Jesse lightheaded. And he wasn't even playing. Me and Jill were playing. Jill had to, like, lie down on the floor when we were done playing, but Jesse just went lightheaded and, like, had to leave. It was awesome. Okay, and now we're going to take one more musical interlude, and then we're going to come back to talk about Frets on Fire. The game we're going to talk about before we leave you is called Frets on Fire. Frets on Fire
is
a Guitar Hero
game for the computer. So you might ask, well, how do you guitar it? And the answer is, you use the keyboard.
Yes.
You hold it like a guitar.
Yes.
I think I'm actually...
Doesn't work on laptop, by the way, very well.
Unless you have a USB keyboard.
Right.
I may actually...
I mean, like, with the laptop keyboard, you can't really hold it.
Unless you're, like, my friend, and you break your laptop so that it hangs from the little cord, and you can actually wrap your hand around here.
You could do that. I wouldn't recommend it.
Neither would I. So what you do is, in order to play this game, is you pick up your keyboard, and you use the F1 through F5 keys as frets, and you pick with the control and or enter keys.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds weird, but this actually works really well.
It does.
Like, I don't own Guitar Hero or Rock Band, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But by playing Frets on Fire with my keyboard at home, I actually came here, and when I started playing Garage Band, that's something else. Rock Band and Guitar Hero, I was actually fairly good at it.
Yeah, it's really decent.
Decent, I guess.
Yeah, you can do hards.
Well, I can do expert on bass on bass. Rock.
Bass is a fish.
Bass is a fish. Is it spelled B-A-S-S?
Yes.
Then it's bass. Okay. And I can kind of do expert on guitar now, but I'm still not as good on guitar.
Anyway, Frets on Fire, again, the good things are you can put whatever song you want on there. You can, you know, make up your own little fingerings for it.
Which, by the way, my favorite song for it is Ryu's theme from Street Fighter, the heavy metal version.
Yeah.
Yeah. I turned that into a Stepmania song, by the way.
Really? Dude, I need to play that!
No, but I lost it when my Vista died.
Oh.
No!
Stupid Vista.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, this is bad. I know I've said that before on here, but Vista is bad.
I only tried to upgrade my webcam. You know, the driver.
And it died.
And it wouldn't boot.
Aww.
Yeah, that's my story.
Right, and there's some other good songs that I have. Like, you can torrent mega packs, and, you know, if you're into torrenting like that.
Yeah.
And since it's questionably legal, like, if you look on their website, they have, and I guess this applies for all the games, but I'll just talk about it here. When you go to Frets on Fire website, which is called Keyboards on Fire, because it's like their community, they actually, when you go to the song download page, they'll have, like, royalty free songs, which is like songs that, like, bands made and said, here, you can have these songs for free and put them in your game, and you have steps for that. Then they have a section of songs that's just like the fretting for it, and you have to have the song separately and add it in, which is a good idea, because then you can still put them out there.
Cool.
But, a lot of times, like, unless you have express written permission, and this goes for most things in the artistic world, you're not allowed to do it. We don't really care because we want to play these games and these songs, and we like these songs, and it's really a form of, hey, we like your stuff.
Yeah.
We're just broke, so sorry. But that's why, you know, like, sometimes the nice people who pirate stuff will, if they like something a lot and they want to support the people who make it and say, we want more of this, they'll go out and buy it after they pirated it. I've done that twice now.
Yeah.
So, right, but Frets on Fire.
It's very good for shock value, especially when you're playing in the lounge with USB keyboards and a laptop, and people walk by and go, wait, what the hell are you doing with your keyboard?
Yeah. And if you want to be creative, I actually got a strap from a piece of from luggage, and I strapped my keyboard around me, and I was like, yeah! Bam, bam, bam. Sorry.
That's just because you're crazy.
I know, but we knew that already.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will tell you that it doesn't exactly feel like Guitar Hero or Rock Band. It's because it doesn't.
Yeah, it's... There's something, like, slightly off about it. I can't put my finger on it.
It's so
you can attach a Guitar Hero controller to it.
Right.
Right.
If, like the Xbox 360 ones, right. Those are straight up USB.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a PlayStation adapter, you can hook up the PlayStation ones.
Yeah.
You probably would be able to get wireless ones to work if you have the right kind of, like, wireless adapters. I saw one of those at Walmart. It was just a wireless Guitar Hero controller, but it was just a guitar. It didn't come with the game. I almost wanted to pick one up and then
use it for everything.
Yeah, that's a side note. I don't like to play Guitar Hero, but I like using Guitar Hero controller. So what have I used it on?
Soul Calibur 3.
I won a match of Soul Calibur 3 using a Guitar Hero controller against somebody with a regular controller.
That was me.
That was cool. I played Super Puzzle Fighter 2 with a Guitar Hero controller. And the DDR pad. That was actually fun, because you have to, like, step and rotate, and that was just weird, but it was fun.
The most I've done with weird controllers is play PlayStation 1 games with the DDR pad.
Yeah.
That was Harry Potter. That was kind of funny, because I was like, go that way, no.
Yeah. But that's a side story.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there about Frets on Fire, aside from... Oh, again, this one's actually highly moddable. Like, it's not just skinning. There are numerous skins. It even comes with, like, an alternate theme, because normally it's, like, all red, but you can do blue, and it's called Chili Graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something called RF Mod, and I highly recommend this. It changes the feeling, because when we say feeling, what we're talking about in this instance is, like, you hold down the fret, you hit the pick. It doesn't, like, respond the same way. Like, the picking mechanic is, like, either more sensitive or... Like, when it doesn't respond as quickly or as simply to the changing of the frets. Again, we don't exactly know what it is, but it definitely has something...
The timing thing is, you have to pay attention to... If you I went into playing it like you would Guitar Hero, and I was missing, like, all of the notes.
Yeah.
Because of the way you're reading and responding to it. So you really do have to kind of figure out how it works, because it's slightly different.
Yeah. But, you know, you can get used to it, and it's close enough that, like, after, like, you mess up for one round, you'll be like, oh, I should do it like this, and then you start to get the hang of it. But, yeah. RF mod, it sort of, like, changes the hammer-on pull-off chords, their mechanic a bit, because all of those things from Guitar Hero are still in there. Like, you can hold on to the higher frets and hit lower frets using it. Has hammer-on pull-off notes. But another thing about RF mod is it actually... Standard, the game is only one player. It adds in a two-player mode, which is fun.
Yeah.
Which is... Step Mania has a two-player mode. Osu has always been a one-player game. Well, no, you can... connect DS's. You can connect DS's single card. Why didn't we do that earlier? I need to grab my DS. Anyway, so I tried again. That's okay.
I think that's pretty much all there is to say about Frets on Fire.
Yeah, it's... Again, if you want to play Guitar Hero, but you don't want to pay for it, get Frets on Fire. Mm-hmm. It's essentially the same thing. It runs on... It has trouble running on Vista, because Vista's...
Everything has trouble running on Vista.
A lot of games do, because the thing about Vista is it has horrible OpenGL drivers, or, like, really incompatible ones.
Mm.
So don't worry about DirectX or your drivers. It's OpenGL that's messing up. So just run XP, please. And then you can get a lot of songs for it. One thing to note about all of these games is since all of the content is user-created, sometimes you'll download a song and you won't be able to play it. Just because some people will make songs that, like, maybe sort of technically accurate to what's going on, yeah, but impossible to play.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you can 99 through the fire and flames on expert. No items, final destination.
Force stock.
Yeah. But, but, you know, and also some are, like, really easy. So, like, you know, you'll be like, oh, this song's awesome, but it's easy. But, hey, easy is fun, I think. Yeah. Also, and, yeah, that's basically how it works. Also, one thing to know with Frets on Fire is if you're not using a USB, if you're using a PS2 keyboard, like, not PlayStation 2, but PS2 is a type of the plug, if you didn't know that.
You do now.
Yep. The way that keyboards are wired, like, keys in the same row, you can't push more than two at a time, which is really annoying when you're trying to fit two people on one keyboard, or if three frets come up. Yeah, we did. But we fixed that now. Mm-hmm. We should talk about cultures. We should play cultures and then talk about it.
Okay.
But that's, again, different.
PS2 right. keyboards.
Yeah, so sometimes when if it comes up and has three frets, or God forbid, four frets, you can't hit it. Like, you just physically can't. Unless it's F1, F3, and F5. And I hit one of those by accident once, and I was like, oh my God, I can't keep this up. And my fingers were doing this.
Yeah.
If you plug in a USB keyboard, or even better, if you have a USB guitar, then you can use that and it works fine. Aside from this, again, I'll put links, and I think that's all we have to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. Until we find other rhythm-based freeware games. Okay, so
I can't imagine a freeware Rock Band.
It'll come.
I'm sure it will.
It'll be awesome. I just want to. I want to see how they simulate drums on the keyboard.
You know, drumming would be easy. You could do that like you would do Submania.
W T U P in space. Anyway, right. So I'll put links to all the games we talked about up on the show page. If you would like to send us any feedback about anything, if you would like to send me some junk mail, then just send an email to podcast@elitecrewstudios.net. The web page is elitecrewstudios.net/podcast if you want to get straight to the podcast page, or I draw a comic there. Also, sorry it's been a while since the last one. You know, college
does that to you.
College is hard. And when you're paying around $40,000 a year for college, you tend to try to focus more on college.
Yeah.
So,
but summer's coming.
True, summer's coming, and I'll be back with everyone from home.
And next year, you'll be living...
Right. Next year...
Will and Lincoln and Paul.
I'm going to be living together, so these guys can't escape.
No.
Ha-ha. Right, and so until next time, this has been Nick Korn.
And Caitlin.
And Lincoln.
For the Eliku Studios podcast. And enjoy some more music. Good night. While I go in and edit the opening to add Frets on Fire in there. Man, this is going to be weird, because we've done double episodes before, and I split the little thumbnail in half.
Yeah.
How do I split it into thirds? It's only 200 by 150 as it is. We should really play Little Fighter. I love that game. Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.